A lot of people don't go to church. They never hear about the gospel, so we have to go to them.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin.
And I'm Rich, Rich Homeris. We're visiting with Hans Scheib, who's been sharing with us the contrast he's experienced between growing up in a totalitarian state in East Germany during the 70s with a free lifestyle in the West, and how Jesus Christ has changed his life. Now, in our concluding talk with him, he shares how he feels called to go out into the highways and byways of life to share the gospel wherever he can, even back to those discos where he once frequented.
We have still gone to discos. Even sometimes they have given us the microphone to share some thoughts about the Bible, about Jesus Christ, about how to get meaning of life, how to get saved. And I can remember two guys, we were there and they spoke with us. We sat there and we spoke about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the next weekend we go in another village, in another city, and we go in another disco, and here these two guys are again, and they get saved. And God has spoken to them, and one of them now is an elder in our church. Also, we go regularly to the street in the midst of the city, and we have book tables there, and we're preaching there, and try to speak with people, and some of them are getting arrested and get reached, because a lot of people don't go to church. They never hear about the gospel, so we have to go to them. This is very important. Another thing very important is, I can remember, if not my former friends come to me and share with me Christ and share with me their life, you know, just normal life, to have a personal relationship with me, how they can know Christ, because they see Christ first in me. If I give not the possibility that they see Christ in me, how they can know him? So this is our responsibility.
You're talking about going out into the marketplace and going to where the people are. You know, I look at this track that you have of your long hair and everything, and those that knew you, you know, back during that time, and now they see you in the streets. Can this be Hans? Is this truly you? What has happened to Hans?
Oh yes, I can remember in the beginning, especially my relatives, they thought I will deceive them. That's a new trip, you know. Yes. You know, he has done this and this and now he is doing this. Wait a minute and it will change again. But it never changes. And later on, really, they get interested. Not all of them. I get rejected for my belief. I get mocked for my belief. I mean, not only for my relatives, but that's the same Jesus Christ's experience, because we are in a real struggle. You can go to heaven and you can go to hell. This decision is with you, and the possibility is with you. But God is seeking you. And I think, especially in the West, because people are so lonely, people also disorientated. People also, yes, like Hermann Hesse has pointed out, we walk from another, everybody on his own, and we are lonely. And this is life, wandering around until it stops. So what people need is personal relationship and the new courage. There is a person in this world you can meet and you can live with him forever. And to experience this, the West needs that we open our heart towards the others. Even we can get hurt, even we can get misused, but we have to open our heart and to reach out that they can have new courage and new meaning and worth of life.
Yes, I think that's why the Lord has us here, obviously, is to let others know who are lost, what they need, what they're missing, And you've stated it so well as to how important that is. Also, we as Christians, as we go out and do that, I think we need each other to learn about and hear about what the Lord can do and how He can hold us up and be faithful through everything that He takes us through. And that's what I find so interesting about listening as you tell your story, what the Lord has done.
Yes, it's thrilling to hear how God has used Hans in so many ways to proclaim his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll return to our talk with him in just a moment. So stay with us.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby. That's all one word. And Bobby is BOBBI.com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby.com. There, all of our podcasts are posted, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter. Now, let's return to our visit with Hans to hear more about how the Lord has used him as his witness.
I wonder if there are any other stories that you could share that are examples of the Lord's hand as He's drawn you to maybe witness here or witness there, and how you've seen Him come through and protect you, or even how He's brought different people together to work together, that they make a perfect team to do what He's taking you to do.
I can remember as I was in Munich, and I was there on the book table in the midst of the city called Fußgängerzone, and one day there came a man from England. He was temporarily working for a car manufacturer in Munich. He was an engineer. So he came there and he asked for a Bible, you know, in which language? Korean. Because recently he has married a wife as he has worked in Seoul in South Korea from there, and she was a so-called Buddhist. She didn't do very much about this religion, but she was raised up as a Buddhist. So he asked for a Bible because he recognized, I'm a kind of Christian, but he was not a real Christian, only by name. But he would like to have this Bible, because he has no own Bible in English, to bring her this. And so I gave it to him, and the next day he came again, and we got in contact. I came to his home, and we talked about the gospel, and this in several evenings, and he started to come to our meeting, and she came. And first he got to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and 2 weeks later, about, or 3 weeks, I don't know exactly anymore, she came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And isn't that wonderful? You know, he grew up in Liverpool. He was in the age of, you know, the Beatles are now. And he was one of these guys, he has some tattoos, who was also sitting in the basements, and he was a drummer, you know. And he know, even personal, some of them, groups who came out from the Merseyside in Liverpool. And now here he gets saved. He get to know the Lord Jesus. And his life also get changed very much. And the life of his wife and their child they used to have, now they have more.
And how about also how he got you involved in taking Bibles over beyond the Iron Curtain? Was that your own idea, or did the Lord put you in contact with people that got you involved in doing that?
I always get in contact with people, and suddenly you have the possibility to share your faith. I can remember in Romania, we were there and we go through the streets. It was after the fall of Ceausescu, and preach the gospel with a loudspeaker and have some literature. And the new mayor of the city, about 70,000 people are living there, he came by. We got the possibility to preach in the city hall some evenings. So we have done this. And it was breast full. People came, you know, even we have no much advertising about this, but they came. And then after it, the major even have done in the best hotel, Eastern style, you know, to make a speech with us. You know, it was a great hope for him too, for his people. And I can say, the gospel, this is the thing for society. What the Bible says about life, this will last. And Jesus Christ, he is Lord. And if we come to him and trust in him, there will be peace. And there will be a society who is in peace with another. I mean it that he rules really, and that he can change our life. And the more life are changed, the more society is changed.
Now, looking at society, you were there in Romania. The church was packed. You didn't have to advertise. Now you're here in America, and you're on your way home to Germany. What has been your spiritual impression of In God We Trust, the land that has coined those words? What's been your impression of America?
As I compare this with Europe, I mean the whole Europe, there's much more Christian infrastructure. But what I mean is, I think the Christian influence is very declining in America, and a lot of things are still on the surface, you can see, of Christianity, but there are other ideas. You know, I think a lot of Americans think they are Christian, because they grow up as Christians, but they never have seen themselves as real lost sinners. So they never get converted. Even they go to church. Even they live in a very kind way with other people. You know, America, I like it. It's such a big country and so much freedom. You can do anything. But it means also people don't care about you, and a lot of communication is often only surface, and you can't go deep very much. I know why that is, but you need the real reality of Jesus Christ to go deeper. But on the other hand, I think there will be more clearness maybe in the future. You belong to him or not, and people will see both of them and have to decide, and that's not always wrong.
So it's the same throughout the world. People are people in need of a savior.
Yes, because the gospel is not only for this nation or for Europe or America. God's own land is every land. They all belong to him, and they need this message.
Oh yes, they need this message about Jesus Christ, as emphasized in Acts 4, verse 12, that says, "Nor is there any salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." And we thank Hans Scheib for sharing his story. What a tremendous witness for Christ. And if you've missed any part of it, or would like to hear it again, just go to our website at ConnectionsWithRichAndBobby.com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby, all one word, and Bobby is spelt with an I, .com.
Now you've been listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. If you have a smart speaker, you can listen by simply saying, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby. Then you can connect with us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So please do take a moment to let us know about you. And we'd love to hear any feedback about what you've heard on our podcasts.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening. And remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And we'll see you next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.